Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, and our topic is Try Again. Go back and try again. The verses are in Acts 14:19-23, Genesis 16:5-14, Jonah 3:1, Joshua 8:1. And Philippians 3:13. When we fail in our life, which we often do, God wants us to go back to the point of that failure and turn it into a success. Refocus on our failure and with the help of the Lord, turn it into a success. God wants us to become better people by learning how we handle the same situation the second time around and win. We can tell what kind of people we are by what we do on the second and third attempt. Failure can help us become humble and useful examples. Failure should teach us not to make the same mistake again. So God sends us back the second time to fix our failure. First, we must recognize our failure. Second, we must admit it. Third, we must go back and attack it and turn it into a success. Failure is humiliating and humbling. It should force us to go back and refocus on it for the good. God always gives us opportunities to go back and right our wrong. Those who are foolish want to separate themselves from their failures, but the Lord wants to point us back to our failure. So we can try again harder. Cain refused the second chance. Peter grabbed on to it. Many prayers and speeches in the Bible involve long summaries of Israel's failures. We should also remember how history to avoid repenting our mistakes so that we can overcome our failures. Reviewing our past helps us to understand how to improve our future. We must learn from our past mistakes and failures so that we will become the kind of people God wants us to be. So God sends us back to the road of pain so that we can learn what we missed. The road of pain. God wants us to be specialists in His field, so we must undergo all the techniques of pain He ordains for us. No shortcuts to great character. We must go through the process of pain. I love that story of the cup, and I need to read it to you because it's a blessing. "You don't understand," it said, the cup said. "I haven't always been a teacup. There was a time when I was red and I was clay. My master took me and rolled me and patted me over and over until I yelled, 'Stop! Let me alone!' But he only smiled and said, 'Not yet.' Then I was placed on a spinning wheel, the teacup said, and suddenly I was spun around and around and around. 'Stop it! I'm getting dizzy!' I screamed. But the master only nodded and said, "Not yet." Then he put me in the oven. I never felt such heat. I wondered why he wanted to harm me, and I yelled and I knocked on the door. I could see him through this opening, and I could read his lips as he shook his head and said, "Not yet." Finally, the door opened. He put me on the shelf, and I began to cool. "There, that's better," I said. And he brushed and painted me all over. The fumes were horrible. I thought I would die. I would gag. "Stop it, stop it," I cried. He only nodded his head and said, "Not yet." Then suddenly he put me back into the oven. Not like the first one. This was twice as hot, and I knew I would suffocate. I begged, I pleaded, I screamed, I cried. All the time I could see him through the opening of the window, and he was nodding his head, saying, "Not yet." Then I knew there wasn't any hope for me. I would never make it. I was ready to give up. But the door opened, and he took me out and placed me on the shelf. 1 hour later, he handed me a mirror and said, "Look at yourself." And I did. I said, "That's not me. That couldn't be me. It's beautiful. I'm beautiful, but that's not me." "I want you to remember," then he said. "I know it hurt to be rolled and patted, but if I had just left you, you'd have died and dried up. I know it made you dizzy to spin around in the wheel on the wheel, but if I had stopped, you would have crumbled. I know it hurt and it was hot and disagreeable in the oven, but if I hadn't put you there, you would have cracked. I know the fumes were horrible and bad when I brushed and painted you all over. But if I hadn't done that, you never would have been hardened. You would not have had any color in your life. And if I hadn't put you back in the oven the second time, you wouldn't survive for very long, because the hardness would not have held. Now you are a finished product. You are what I had in mind when I first began with you. Everyone has experienced some kind of suffering. Abraham and Joseph and all of them, after they thought their suffering was over, they were called back to more pain and more suffering. Surely God doesn't want us to suffer, but he knows that suffering will make us tougher. If you could pass this cup from me, and God points him back to the cross, to the suffering. That's what Jesus said. Pain and suffering can build character. We must not shun pain because it has a higher purpose for us. And the second thing is, we need to go back to the same failed ministry or failed situation so that we can learn how to handle tough situations. We went back to the road of pain, and now we go back to the same failed mission or failed situation. We need to learn that when we fail, it's not the end of living. We fail so God can help us learn from it and get up and learn what to do through it and do better so that we can grow and become sturdy people for the Lord. And so Paul had to go back to Lystra from Derbe, where he was beaten. Jonah had to go back to Nineveh, where he didn't want to go. And so many times the Lord has to take us back to where we don't want to go, but we have to go in order to learn and grow and become sturdy people to the Lord. And it's wonderful to hear the Lord say to us, "You are now what I had in mind when I first began with you." Oh, how wonderful it is to have the Lord work on us, develop us, and make us people of His choice. We thank God for this procedure that the Lord uses on us, because it makes men and women of culture, men and women of perfect attitude, and we can go on with such strength and courage in order to become people according to God's own heart. Amen.